There will be no home-delivered meals, but the meal sites will be open in Richland Center and Rockbridge today. Those reminders from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where AP News at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. And by the Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans are shoveling, mopping up, or cleaning up debris as winter storms hit much of the nation. Heavy rain and high winds in the Northeast this morning. The South suffered through at least three reported tornadoes, and temperatures could drop dangerously low in the snowy Midwest in the next few days. Even the Vice President's plane, Air Force Two, has had to deal with bad weather.
Vice President Harris's aircraft was forced to divert to a Washington-area airport after encountering stormy weather Tuesday night as she returned from a trip to Georgia. Harris's press secretary says the plane was diverted from Joint Base Andrews to Dulles International Airport. A person familiar with the matter said the aircraft encountered wind shear as a powerful storm brought high winds and rain to the nation's capital. Wind shear is a sudden shift in wind direction or speed that can be hazardous during takeoff and landing. There were no injuries. I'm Norman Hall.
What's the most immediate risk to the global economy? False and misleading information powered by artificial intelligence. That's what the World Economic Forum says.
In its latest Global Risks Report, the organization says misinformation and disinformation are the most severe risks over the next 2 years, highlighting how rapid advances in technology also are creating new problems or making existing ones worse. The report also finds an array of environmental risks pose threats in the longer term. The report's released ahead of the annual elite winter gathering next week of CEOs and world leaders in the Swiss ski resort town of Davos. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Investigators are trying to figure out why that Alaska Airlines plane lost a side panel last week. Federal regulators are extending the grounding of some Boeing jets. NFL regular season games are averaging almost 18 million viewers. That ties the second highest number since 1995. This is AP News. There's more about artificial intelligence at the Consumer Electronics Show. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Artificial intelligence is prominently displayed at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. LG is calling its AI affectionate intelligence. Henry Kim says it's designed to seamlessly fit into your home.
It can take care of your smart home, communicate with you, and even show you empathy.
LG's Smart Home AI agent is a little robot that can move, learn, and use language models to communicate in complex conversations. It's just one of many AI products attendee Erica Speed hopes to see before they hit the market.
This new world that we're living in, so I'm just kind of fascinated by that.
Gary Shapiro with the Consumer Electronics Show says AI is like the internet itself. It's a huge ingredient that will propel so much innovation. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14, on Richland Center's west side.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Clare Bank is a strong community bank with 8 locations, including Boscobel. Clare Bank's motto is, "We can do that." Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you with excellent service. A dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. And Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. An update on sports this morning is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Most events canceled in high school sports last night, the exception of the central and northern most schools. They didn't get the snow, so lots of games went on there. Otherwise, teams in our area did not play. There was a college women's game last night. Senior Liza Carlin scored a career-high 30 points. Jordan King had 16, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. And number 23 Marquette beat Seton Hall 75-54. From men's college basketball, Nebraska with a win against number 1 Purdue, 88-72. Also, Iowa State knocked off number 2 Houston, 57-53. From the NBA, Minnesota 113, Orlando 92, Sacramento 131, and Detroit 110. And from the NHL, Seattle 5, Buffalo 2, Toronto 7-1 over San Jose, Tampa Bay 3-2 over Los Angeles, Vancouver 5, the Islanders 2, Winnipeg 5, Columbus nothing, Florida 5-1 over St. Louis, Anaheim beat Nashville 5-3, Edmonton 2, Chicago 1, Calgary 6-3 over Ottawa, and Arizona got the win against Boston in overtime, 4-3, the final score.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
It is normal for women to feel nervous about cervical cancer screenings, but screening for HPV, a virus that can cause cervical cancer, takes less than 5 minutes and can be done at home or by your primary care provider in a standard exam room. Testing for HPV and participating in regular pap exams can help you find cervical cancer in the early stages and access prompt care. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we are committed to supporting you on every step of your individual health journey.
Today, a high of 31. It looks like it's going to be a little warmer than normal temperatures. Northwest winds around 10. Snow likely again tonight. 1 to 2 inches expected with higher amounts possible. A low of 21. Thursday, flurries early in the morning, staying mostly cloudy. A high of 29. Thursday night, snow developing late. 1 inch or so possible. A low of 19. Friday, breezy with snow, 3 to 5 inches possible. Saturday, windy and colder, a high of 17. And Sunday, partly sunny, windy and bitter cold, a high of just 2. Staying frigid on Monday, 2 and 8 degrees for a high on Tuesday. In Richland Center, yesterday we tapped out at 33. Again, in that 7.5 to 8 inch range of snow. And right now it is 31 degrees.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
2 hour delays for all buses and classes in the Ithaca District, where there's no AM4K. Fenimore, Lafarge, the Richland District will have a 2 hour delay. This includes St. Mary's and Eagle. There's no AM Early Childhood, no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. River Valley School District will have a 2 hour delay. This includes St. Luke's and St. John's. Also delayed today by 2, Riverdale, Wazika Steuben. Weston will start at 9:50 this morning. Vark Roots will be 2 hours late. Richland County meal sites will be open, and there will be home-delivered meals. The only exception is the Germantown location, which will be closed, and there will not be home deliveries. The Richland Center landfill is going to be closed for today. Snow emergency continues in the city of Richland Center until 7 this morning. All vehicles must be removed from city streets and highways. And also, likewise, in the village of Muscadet, snow removal emergency continues until 10 o'clock. That's when that will expire today. That's an update on this Wednesday as it is Dig Out Day in Southwest Wisconsin. From WRCO, Old Dominion, and Megan Maroney.
You know the color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point I can't unlearn the things you've taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mama always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
Thank you for joining us today, WRCO Radio, where it is 13 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Again, the morning commute with the mighty Pontiac Vibe, you know, no problem, thanks to our good crews out there that do such a great job cleaning things off and keeping us safe. So, a salute to all the snowplow drivers out there, and I'm going to spin them a little tune here this morning, perhaps. Going to have more work to do in the next couple of days. Here's Eddie Rabbit.
Well, the midnight headlight. You're on a rainy night street, straight up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. I close the windshield wiper, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. But I gotta keep rolling. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a better way. Oh,
was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Changes come and go. We've had our share, I know. Now it seems we don't have time for love anymore. All the things we used to say, little things we did each day. Oh, I long to do the things that we did before. When it was burgers and fries and cherry pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Well, I'm still the same old me. That's all I'll ever be. I'd like to think that you're the same old you. We lost something down the line that I wish we both could find. But I'd like to do the things that we used to do. And it was burgers and fries and chips. Back then, walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Taking our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. So simple back then. Walking in the sand. Oh, we just never thought.
Charlie Pride, thinking back to those old times, you know, and you know me, I'm all about old fashioned and the old times. And yesterday, that kind of reminded me of an old fashioned snow day. It was. We actually haven't had a day like that for a while. You know, but it sounds like we're going to get refreshed here in the coming days, especially probably Friday. But even, you know, tomorrow, if the forecast holds true, we do get an inch to two, maybe three. There could be some tricky stuff going on tomorrow morning, too. So, oh, well, just stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. 31 here at WRCO FM 100.9. It is 620.
Happy New Year from all of us at Court & Main. We are having 50% off all holiday decor now through January 13th. We are also having 25% off on some of our best-selling candles. Get a great deal on Christmas and holiday decor for your home in the following years. Exclusions do apply. See store for details. Stop in to see us Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Are you a veteran planning on purchasing a home? Jason Schultz of Schultz Mortgage Team is also a veteran, and he will pay up to $500 toward your appraisal on a purchase or VA refinance. Use a mortgage lender that is a veteran to use your VA eligibility. It only makes sense. Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. Call 608-604-5068.
Hello, kids. Yes, indeed. It is 6:22 on this Wednesday morning, January 10th. A little quiet last night. Actually, I had to stay home and babysit with Squirt and June, but that was all right. We got along fine. Squirt, I even shoveled him a path, but he still only went like one step out the door to visit the outside. But, oh well, I guess if I was in Squirt's shoes, he doesn't wear shoes, but that's probably all the further that I would have went.
Your lips, girl, and kissing on. We were sitting in the light of the moon. I was watching it shine on you. Funny how time flies with a good girl on a good night. We were down to 1 a.m. listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last bud light in the back of that two-tone halftone. My heart was telling me that one kiss and I'd be done. Down to one hand in mine, down to one beautiful smile. I was done with the girl I want, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one. Said we'd leave in one more minute, one passed by but we didn't. You were looking like a dream I've been dreaming. I was thinking about anything but leaving. Still feel that touch. You were in my arms, soaking up that young love. Never been that far. Down to 1 a.m. listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last bud light in the back of that two-tone halftime. My heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Down to one hand in mine, down to one beautiful smile. I was done with the girl I want, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one. I was saying stay. Listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last bud light in the back of that two-tone halftone. My heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Down to one hand in mine, down to one beautiful smile. I was done with the girl I want, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one. Saints.
Luke Bryan and Down to One. 6:26 on a Wednesday. That's right. Well, hopefully we get all of our events in this week. You know, I don't know. We had such a good run with high school sports, nothing being canceled until all of a sudden last night. And we'll see about the rest of the week. Otherwise, I'll be broadcasting or singing this song, Farron Young.
Hello, Waltz. Hot things go for you today. Don't you miss her? Since she upped and walked away. And I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendell. Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep, so won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
Farron Young and a Willie Nelson song, Hello Walls. Good morning on a Wednesday. Our news update is next.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
The Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. WRCO News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, the friendly feed store. Today's forecast calls for a high of 31. For tonight, more snow, maybe 1 to 2 inches. Some isolated areas could get 3. A low of 21. Thursday, 29. And then Friday, another 3 to 5 inches. Maybe an inch or so possible Thursday night into Friday. And then more. Right now, the WRCO studios, after between 7.5 and 8 inches of snow here yesterday, we're at 31 degrees.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. The snow emergency in the city of Richland Center will end at 7 o'clock this morning. The Village of Muscatine announced their snow removal emergency that is underway until 10 this morning. Off-street parking in Muscatine is available at the laundromat parking lot, the swimming pool, the parking lot at Riverside Park by the boat landing. No parking is allowed on any village street during the hours of the snow removal emergency in the Village of Muscatine. Emergency room physicians note an increase in individuals experience heart attacks, chest discomfort, and various heart-related issues due to shoveling. For older adults with high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, or obesity, medical experts recommend seeking assistance for snow removal tasks, especially with the wet and heavy snow that we've had. But if you must, don't wait until it stops snowing, they say, to shovel it all. It is too heavy. Avoid throwing snow. Instead, slowly push it. And while you're out there, make sure that your dryer vent and the exhaust pipes for your furnace and hot water heater are clear of snow. It looks like we'll have more snow later this week, so you'll get more chances to practice. Police say two boys who were hospitalized last week after falling through the ice on a Madison area pond have died. Sun Prairie police say the 8-year-old and 6-year-old were hospitalized Friday in critical condition after first responders pulled them from a retention pond. Sun Prairie police said this week that one of the boys died over the weekend. The Wisconsin State Journal reported that the other boy's death was confirmed on Monday by the Dane County Medical Examiner, according to an assistant police chief. A major battery manufacturer announces the closure of its second southern Wisconsin plant.
The shutdown of the Energizer plant in the city of Portage will lead to the layoff of 135 employees there. A letter sent by Energizer to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development states the layoffs will be permanent, with the first wave of them starting on March 5th. The company says in the letter the layoffs will continue through the following months until the plant closes in December. Last October, Energizer announced the closure of their plant in Fenimore, which will leave another 172 of the company's employees out of work when that facility shuts down in September. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The number of Wisconsin dairy farms continues to fall as the industry embraces larger herd sizes. Wisconsin lost 455 dairy farms in 2023, according to statistics from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Wisconsin lost 50 farms in April, 48 in October, and 47 in July. Minnesota lost 58 dairy farms in November and 34 in August. Minnesota lost 146 dairy farms between January 1st and the end of November, putting both states on track or that chance to lose 7.4% of their dairy farms in 2023. The USDA says the nation has about 2% more dairy cows than a decade ago, but there are fewer dairy cattle than a year ago and fewer farmers managing those cattle. U.S. Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and Farm Service Agency Director Joanne Cooley in Richland Center reminds foreign investors they must report U.S. agricultural land holdings. The Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act requires foreign investors who buy, sell, or hold an interest in U.S. agricultural land to report their holdings and transactions to the USDA with the FSA County Office, where the land is located, within 90 days after the transaction. A report form, FSA 153, should be filed to report holdings of agricultural land totaling 10 acres or more used for farming, ranching, or timber production, including leaseholds of 10 years. The reports are also required when there are changes in land use, such as agricultural to non-agricultural use, or when there is a change in the status of ownership. The information from the AFIDA is used to prepare prepare an annual report to the President and Congress on the effect of foreign land holdings on family farms and rural communities in the United States. Assistance in completing the report can be obtained from your local FSA office. Contact Richland County's office at 608-647-8874, extension 2, or visit farmers.gov. State Senator Brad Paff announced he has announced that Emma Duell of LaFarge High School has been accepted to the 2024 Senate Scholar Program. This week-long intensive program allows high school juniors and seniors from around the state of Wisconsin to learn more about the legislative process at the state capitol. Throughout the week, state scholars will meet with legislators along with legislative support agencies, staff, the governor's staff, a Supreme Court justice, the media, lobbyists, and many others who work in the Capitol. When the Senate is on the floor, Senate scholars staff the session under the direction of the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms office. Their activities culminate in a mock legislative hearing on a bill that the Senate scholars have drafted. A Wisconsin judge has ruled that state law does not allow the use of mobile absentee voting sites, siding with Republicans who had challenged Racine's use of a voting van that traveled around the city in 2022. Republicans opposed the use of the van, the only one of its kind in Wisconsin, saying its use was against the law, increased the chances of voter fraud, and was used to bolster Democratic turnout. The Democratic National Committee joined with Racine and state elections officials in defending the use of the van, but the judge ruled this week that there is no authority in state law for such mobile voting sites.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chex. We are excited to be a supplier for Next Level Super Premium Dog Food. We have a variety of dog food fit for every dog's nutritional needs. Stop down today and let us share with you the benefits of Next Level Dog Food. And as always, you're looking good today.
Here's a look at cancellations and delays and otherwise today, weather-related, after the big storm yesterday. Two-hour delays for these schools. Ithaca will have a two-hour delay with no AM4K. Fenimore, LaFarge, the Richland District, all 2 hours late. In Richland, this includes St. Mary's and Eagle, and there's no AM Early Childhood and no Bethlehem Lutheran 4K. The River Valley District is delayed 2 hours. That includes St. Luke's and St. John's. Riverdale, Wazika Steuben, Weston will be starting at 9:50 this morning. Boscobel has a two-hour delay. There is no early release. Dismissal times will be 3:20 for the elementary students and 3:25 for the middle high school students later today. Varkroots will be running 2 hours late today as the cleanup continues after the storm. And in Richland County, meal sites will be open, and there will be home-delivered meals. The only exception is the Germantown location, which will be closed, and there will be no home deliveries. Grant County meal sites will be closed. There will be no home deliveries, and the bus and taxi services are canceled. And another reminder, the Richland Center landfill will be closed today. The forecast includes a high of 31, still a bit warmer than normal for this time of year. Snow likely again tonight, 1 to 2 inches, possibly 3 in some areas, and a low of 21. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day, triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Sports Time, sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, some notes on sports. The Bucks will get back to action here soon. And also Marquette and the Badger men's basketball teams getting set for big games this evening.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
High school games in our immediate area called off last night, including Reedsburg and Richland Center, and also River Ridge and Waseca Steuben, Fenimore and Iowa Grant, and Boscobel and Riverdale. The games that went on were Central and also Northern Wisconsin games, which is usually the other way around, but we had the snow yesterday. Also in boys basketball, games that were canceled, including Argyle and Highland, Brookwood and Royal, Mauston and River Valley. The Ithaca-Seneca game moved to January 18th. North Crawford and Kickapoo and Wisconsin Dells and Westby among the casualties because of the big storm yesterday. Wisconsin National Guard Yellow Jacket Women's Athlete of the Week this week is, for the second time this season, former River Valley standout Charlotte Furstall. In her only game of the week, the Yellow Jacket women's basketball team overwhelmed Northland by a score of 82-31. Furstall was front and center, playing only 16 minutes. Furstall tied for the team lead with 10 points, shooting 5 of 9 from the field, also grabbing a game-high 9 rebounds and setting a career high with 4 blocks in the game. Charlotte Furstall, a freshman at Superior from Plain, Wisconsin, doing well at the college level. Well, Marquette opens a 2-game homestand with tonight's game against Butler. The Golden Eagles swept both meetings last season. Coach Shaka Smart's team has an 11-4 record and is riding a home winning streak of 19 in a row. Wisconsin travels to Ohio State for a Big Ten road game tonight. The Badgers are looking for a 5th straight win. UW has had some success against the Buckeyes, winning 8 of the last 13 meetings. The team is ranked 13th in the latest NET rankings. More important, when seeding for the postseason tournament comes, Wisconsin's schedule is the 15th toughest in the country. Nebraska pulled a big upset last night, knocking off number 1 Purdue, 88-72 in men's college basketball. Iowa State pulled the upset over number 2 Houston, 57-53. Jay Crowder's return to the Bucks is getting closer. The 33-year-old veteran tells reporters he knows that the team's defense has to get better. He says the offense led by Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard will take care of itself, but the team needs a lot of work on stopping opponents. The absence of Drew Holiday has been felt following the offseason trade. Milwaukee has lost 4 of its last 5 games and faces a big test when the Boston Celtics visit the Fiserv Forum coming up on Thursday. And some good notes to end on as we kind of dig out during the winter storm. It's time for baseball fans to start thinking about Major League Baseball resuming in just over a month. Friday is the deadline for teams and players to exchange arbitration figures. The Brewers' winter warm-up is on the schedule for this weekend in downtown Milwaukee. The international signing period will be starting Monday, and Hall of Fame voting results will be announced January 23rd. The big date is February 14th, when pitchers and catchers report to the complex in Phoenix for spring training. The first game for the Brewers against the Padres will be played February 24th out west. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. BX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
100.9 WRCO.
coastline. No matter which way the crow flies, I got grit, I got draw. I love Jesus and my dog. I like butter on my biscuits and the sound of backyard crickets. Muddy water feels the gold. It's my heart and it's my home. I got soul in my country. I got country in my soul. Country in my soul. On the pole, heaven knows. I got grit, I got draw. I love Jesus and my dog. I like butter on my biscuits and the sound of backyard crickets. Muddy water feels the gold. It's my heart and it's my home. I got soul in my country. I got country in my soul. Country in my soul.
Smoking hot wine. smoking hot wine.
Sawyer Brown on WRCO. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock and 30 degrees. Yes, an old-fashioned snow day yesterday, although if it were back some years, we didn't have as many snow days growing up. And if you're my age or a little younger, you might say the same thing, but we had a few. But normally they waited till about 5 minutes before the buses were supposed to start, you know, and usually it wasn't the day before. I don't think I ever remember that. The only time, I guess the exception to that statement is, remember the big old snowfall in April of, was it 73? When we had that was an era where I think they did, because the ridges were just pretty much socked in at that time. And I remember stories about actually getting bulldozers to clean out some roads and things like that, because it was just too much for the equipment they had at that time. But I remember then, that week, where they were like, okay, no school tomorrow, the next day, you know, and I think maybe we went one day that week in April, which is crazy to think about now, but we were almost legitimately snowbound. And back then, you know, well, we didn't have the benefit of a skid steer or a bobcat or whatever you called it then. It was the Armstrong method. We did have a manure loader on the Super C, but that usually was not on in the wintertime. So, yeah, the Armstrong method, loading, we'd always throw snow wherever we could. Sometimes we'd even throw it in the manure spreader and take the snow out and spread it just to get rid of it, you know, some places. Oh, well. I was in a little better shape then.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center this morning at 11:30. Today's auction includes a 30-cow milking herd dispersal from Crawford County, AI-sired and AI-bred. This young stall barn herd, mostly first and second lactation, sold out in 2020 and started back up 6 months later with heifers. Monthly herd check from Cashton Vet Service. Plus, fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred-back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifers and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
Here's that forecast for today. 31 also for tonight, 1 to 2 inches, maybe 3 in some areas, and a low of 21. And then Thursday night, an inch or so possible, and then 3 to 5 on Friday. Oh, well, 31 right now at WRCO. Speaking of moving snow, I remember when Dad bought a blade for the Mighty Alice. Boy, that was a savior, I'll tell you what. And I still have it. I haven't got it on yet this winter, but probably should start thinking about it.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
Ithaca 2 hours late today, along with Fenimore, Lafarge, the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle. Also, there's no AM Early Childhood, no Bethlehem 4K as well in the Richland District. And at Ithaca, there is no AM 4K. River Valley with a 2 hour delay, that includes St. Luke's and St. John's. Riverdale, Wazika Steuben, Weston will start school today 2 hours late at 9:50. And the Boscobel District will have a 2 hour delay. There are some schools absent from that list that normally call us. So some schools will be on time today, I guess, depending on the amount of snow. It sounds like a lot more snow in Grant County, reporting up to like 12 inches in around the Muscadet area. Vark Roots will be 2 hours late for today. Richland Meal Sites will be open, with the exception Germantown, which will be closed, and there will be no home-delivered meals there. Otherwise, the other sites in Richland County will be open. Grant County Meal Sites are closed, and that means bus and taxi services are canceled for today. Time to stop off for a hot breakfast, maybe a hot cup of coffee there. Old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Well, Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and a stereo laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in and pick up some chow at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe. Looking for Mavis. Now we've been every place between here and South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two, but this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. While she filled my tank, I said, thank you, honey. Name was Mavis. I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching and wagging and wishing. I says, you wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside. She says, what'll it be? It says, a cup of your best and a number three. She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot C and a bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged. Old Sloan give a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Well, Saturday night, and we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on a getting up a courage, and tonight's the night. Well, I popped the clutch, gave Tranny a spin, took the BB Town Ram, and slid on in to the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up.
It never closes.
The old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't.